you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here. Reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Jabez cried out to God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, September 17th, 2021. Joining me via the phone lines, Pastor Jason Schiffo of the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, and the recent worship leader, a new cap, a new title for you in your arsenal of ways of serving the Lord. You helped facilitate prayer in the transitions of people speaking and sharing and praying at the Prayer Revolution gathering this past Wednesday, and I guess you're going to do it again this coming Monday night, September 20th at the Mahomet United Methodist Church?
Yeah, we have another night on deck where we're going to pray. We're going to worship. We're going to get an opportunity to hear from the author of the book, Prayer Revolution. I think that Christine Hendricks said that she's given out over 450 copies of the book for free into our community. At these worship, prayer and worship gatherings, we had the opportunity via Zoom to have a live conversation with the author, John Smed, and I had never talked to John. I'd read the book, and I'd heard, you know, Christine talk about how the conversation she's had with John, but John said some very profound things, I thought, not only from the book, but from his own journey in planting churches. I think he even said he planted a church and it didn't go well because he planted a church apart from making prayer the central focus of the power of the ministry that he was doing. But he said some very profound things during the short amount of time that he talked for about 10 or 15 minutes via Zoom. So prayer, there's worship, there's a time of praying. Well, we're going to partake in some prayer also. It was a great gathering. I came home on Wednesday night and my heart was just full and ready to go out and do it again on Monday night at the United Methodist Church here in Mahomet. And you mentioned that I was the worship leader. But, you know, like I told people, when it comes to that, my greatest gifting is that I'm willing. And I, when I say willing, that doesn't mean just willing to do that. It's willing to be uncomfortable because it was not quite comfortable. But I do have to say that the Lord really placed around me some amazing ladies, you know, Heidi and Bridget and Beth, all people from a myriad of different churches around town here, who came alongside and led worship and really helped lead and guide and teach me some things and help sharpen some things. And so none of it would be possible without their willingness and all of our willingness together to just glorify God and to help people put their eyes upon him. So I'm super thankful.
Yeah, I think on Thursday you and I had an extended conversation. I was recapping all the things that I saw and experienced and appreciated, and I can't encourage our listeners enough to schedule Monday night to be available to head out to the Mahomet United Methodist Church at 7 p.m. for a time of worship, of prayer, of conversation about the book, Prayer Revolution, and being united and praying differently, sensing, you know, this awesome, wonderful, almighty, sovereign God that we get to know. So all prayer should always begin with a time of worship, of connecting with the sovereign God who loves us, who cares about us. And so some of that framework that's talked about through the Lord's Prayer, and I loved how the committee or the group took us all through the Lord's Prayer and had different comments. I think there was like 7 or 8 different people, and then you leading, and, you know, I won't keep emphasizing what a great job you did, but I knew that you felt a little bit out of your comfort zone. You loved to preach and teach and study God's Word, and you got asked to facilitate the worship, and you're like, well, I can play my guitar and be behind the scenes, and it's like, no, we want you to kind of facilitate transitions, and you were not only superb, but it was God-honoring. I was telling you, you had doctrine in there and teaching and transitions that helped us digest what was said or shared and then led into worship with some of the great songs, hymns of old, and then that song In Christ Alone, and It was a wonderful night. Holly, Esther, and I attended and saw some other friends there. And so, listening friend, if you're available Monday night, whether you've read the book or not, and there'll probably be some free copies available, plan on joining us at 7 p.m. this Monday night at the Muhammad United Methodist Church. It's in Muhammad, Illinois. And the author of the book, Prayer Revolution, John Smed, I think he'll be connected again via Zoom. Is that going to happen, you think?
Yeah, the same exact time of interview with him is going to be happening via Zoom. It was unscripted, and all of it was unscripted, so I'm sure that he'll say probably some of what he said and then some other things. You know, John is an interesting character. The more I've gotten to know about him, that he's been doing during COVID, he's had the opportunity to do a lot of consulting with the church in China, with churches in India. And so not only is John teaching and talking about prayer to places like the Western world, but he's actually speaking into what it looks like to facilitate and create prayer revolutions in persecuted lands.
Hmm.
And so it's really interesting, his perspective. And so not only are we going to be blessed by the gathering that we're going to have at the United Methodist Church on Monday on the 20th at 7 p.m., but also, just as an aside to save the date, October 4th, he will be at the Open Room here in Muhammad to lead prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a great night of actually being able to be in the room and hear his heart, and not only hear his heart, like what he may share, but to hear his heart as he leads and guides us and prays for us and prays with us. We kind of joked Wednesday night because he's traveling from Canada to Atlanta and decided to stop in Muhammad. And so, you know, as you do,
yeah.
He'll be stopping through, and on the 4th, he'll be leading prayer at the Open Room that night, and then he's going to be gathering pastors together on the morning of the October 5th, and just speaking into our hearts also and encouraging us. So I'm so thankful for, you know, the way that God has orchestrated all of this. I mean, it really is quite miraculous, you know, somebody handing Christine Hendricks a book that she read and got passionate about it and started to begin to pray and ask God if maybe this could be something that could happen within the midst of our community, and then really reaching out beyond into an area of really not knowing, walking by faith and not by sight, and ordering 500 books and putting them in her garage and wondering if anybody's going to take any of those books. And in the midst of that happening, the publisher calling the author and saying, hey, there's this little crazy town in Muhammad that just ordered a garage full of books.
Yeah.
And the author going, wait, what? And then him reaching out, and him and Christine forming and fostering a friendship, and along with his wife fostering a friendship with Christine. All to say that, you know, on October 4th and 5th, he's going to be in Muhammad. And so how does all of that happen? How does a Canadian, you know, all of a sudden wind up in the town of Muhammad leading prayer? Because the Lord does that.
And a consequence of Christine catching the vision and getting excited and talking with you, and then you recommending her, touching base with me. I interviewed her a few weeks back and talking about the book and the prayer initiative. Then I got my copy. In fact, I interviewed her before I read the book. I think I only have about 15 or 20 pages left. I've absolutely loved it. It's kind of like when I got the 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. I felt like I have to read this and share it with the listeners. And I have that same overwhelming sense that prayer needs to be upfront and foundational and premier with this radio ministry and our future and the things that we will be doing. And so I've kind of captured some of that vision. In fact, when I attended on Wednesday, I started getting more and more ideas as far as this radio ministry and initiating prayer walks and initiating some prayer gatherings. And the irony, after Wednesday night when I got home, oh gosh, a plethora of things started happening. It was like, wow, and I'm only now making all the connections, but I received an email from Dick Van Zandt, who started all these radio ministries, the WLUJ family of stations years ago, and he helped file for 102.5 and 89.3 and 103.9 and 97.1 FM, the four frequencies we initially had. That was all Dick Van Zandt's engineering and background experience, and then plugging in with me to bring him to fruition. Well, Wednesday night I got home, and behind the scenes, I've been working with Dick Van Zandt. And I don't want to get too technical on it. It's really involved. But after 11 years, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is opening up a two-week filing window for non-commercial stations like ours usually nonprofit ministries or entities, to file for frequencies. So for 11 years, there's been no filings. The FCC has not allowed any filings. So there was no new stations. Stations might have been put on the air or produced, but they were all filed for before these 11 years. So it's been silent. No new stations, no new filings. Well, this window is coming up, so Dick's working behind the scenes. So on Wednesday night after this prayer gathering, he sends me this long involved email that there's also this window of time. We have 2 weeks. So I share all this because it's very timely. We have 2 weeks to file modifications to some of our existing stations and also to file for another station that we've identified that would really work well with our family of stations. So we're in the process of praying up and seeking the Lord, and it looks like two of our existing stations, one can go from basically 200 watts to 4,000, so a great, great increase. Another one can go from 5,000 to 25,000, and I won't get into all the specifics and where the new people that can be reached and the thousands that can hear the good news message of Jesus, but it seems like God is in it. He's leading, and I opened up with that prayer of Jabez, 1 Chronicles 4:10. Jabez cried out to God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I'll be free from pain." And God granted his request. And you and I talked about this on Thursday that, yeah, I know many times people can lift things out of Scripture or make it say what they want to say. And I don't know all the context and all that God was doing and the intent that Jabez had as far as wanting his territory expanded or led. And many people know, I don't know, maybe it was 10 or 15 years ago when the prayer of Jabez was the cutting edge. Everyone was talking about the book and the resources and God expanding their territory. And there's been times where I've just prayed, "Lord, we want to proclaim Jesus. We want to lift him on high. We want all to know your love. And we want them to have clear Bible teaching and get to know you through our broadcasts. And if you saw so fit to increase our territory, we'll be faithful to continue to do that." And so I think I've prayed some of that prayer, as I understand it, of Jabez, to align our mission, our leanings, our vision to what the Lord would have. And then, you know, if you're praying what the Lord is impressing on your heart because you're trying to follow Jesus, usually they'll align up and it can, to some degree, increase your territory or your influence or your involvement. And so with this radio ministry, about 2 years ago when Dick Van Zandt approached me and said, "So what is your vision for the future? How do you see God using your radio ministry?" And I said, "Hey, I'll step through any hoops if I know the Lord is leading. I'll work as hard as I can if I know he's behind it. And we're very content with our four frequencies, but if God so saw fit to expand our reach and extend, you know, other radio frequencies, I'm all in." And so that's when we began talking about the WLUJ family of stations. And he began saying, "Well, we have these four," and that turned into 6 and 8 and 11. And then he had all 15. He said, "Well, if you're interested in all 15, you know, we can work that out." And so we saw God supernaturally providing as our board was praying through, how are we going to take on 15 more stations? And so this past year and a half, that's all blossomed and come together, and we're continuing to gel and reach more people and get excited, and it's being funded and financed, and we thank God for all that and the listeners that have caught the vision. Well, Wednesday night after this prayer gathering, there's now this potential for expansion and further increase of the broadcast that we have to lift high the name of Jesus into new areas and the potential of another frequency. And so, listening friend, I just ask for your prayer. Help God lead us correctly. You know, there's financial obligations when you purchase a station or you increase the power. It means a new transmitter. It might mean new antennas. All these things are expensive. Yet we just feel like if we can continue to lift high the name of Jesus and broadcast his holy inspired word and provide activities and gatherings for people to unite and to love God and know his plan and purpose for their lives, it seems like in one sense, it's a no-brainer. Of course we want to expand. On the other, it's stretching us, and it's like financially, Lord, how will you provide? These things are expensive. New stations are expensive. And so we just really need to pray and discern and know how God's leading and all the people behind the scenes that are helping this come to fruition. Dick Van Zandt, he has a 2-week window, so I'm praying for his health and the wherewithal to do the many, many hours of filings, of frequency studies, of searching, and all the things that an engineer has to do to be compliant with the FCC requirements. And then eventually, if those things fall into place in the coming months or the coming year, that financially God will provide the resources so that we can move forward. And I don't know, I'm kind of filled to overflowing, and there's a lot of other things behind the scenes that are all coming together with the potential change of our location from Lincoln Square to a soon-to-be-named place. I'd hoped last Friday, Jason, I alluded or put out some teasers that our lease, our 5-year lease agreement is up at Lincoln Square at the end of this month. And it seems like God has orchestrated another major God sighting, a great improvement that I can't wait. I'm biting at the bit, but we haven't signed, sealed, and delivered the contractual agreements yet. But maybe later today or by next week, I'll be able to disclose where our new location will be if it all falls into place. It seems like God is leading. It's an improvement, an upgrade, and I'm very excited about the potential. But that's another thing that we're in the midst of. So there will not be an open house at Lincoln Square tomorrow. Some of you that received our newsletter last month, citing tomorrow as a 1-4 open house at Lincoln Square. That's being rescheduled to hopefully a future location that I'll be able to share soon. But it does afford those of you that were going to come to the open house to come out to Astoria, Illinois, as the Singing Men will have our Astoria debut around 2:30. Downtown Astoria will be singing tomorrow. It'll be a festive event as it's Astoria's homecoming. There'll be other things going on and other, I think, musicians or bands, and there'll be a carnival-type atmosphere and I think a parade. All activities happening in downtown Astoria tomorrow, but the Singing Men will take the stage at 2:30. Anyway, it seems like God's on the move. We want to stay in step with his leading. And so I would covet, appreciate, desire you to be praying so that we're in the center of God's will, and that as these potential power increases on 2 of our stations and potentially acquiring a 3rd frequency, if that's God's will, we want to be right there doing it and grounded in how he leads. And then this potential new location for the Champaign-Urbana Great News Radio, Great News Media, we want to move forward on that. We're going to continue with our phenomenal, outstanding building in Springfield, the WLUJ family of stations. We love that. That's going to continue to be operational. And we've had a number of people visiting all week long, picking up their gifts after the open house. And I was there yesterday and continued to advance what we're doing there with Tim and the team. And so that's going to continue. But this new potential that we hope will reach the greater Champaign-Urbana community, the East Central Illinois area, that'll move forward pretty soon so we can start planning activities and gatherings and get our studio all set up there. And just a lot of neat things, and prayer has to be central and should be the groundswell of us aligning ourselves with God and praising him. So hopefully this next week, by next Friday, Jason, I'm hoping a lot of things will be really clear. Thank you for your prayers and your initiative, and you're going to be leading worship again this Monday night at the Muhammad United Methodist Church at 7 p.m. Everyone, come on out. You'll be blessed. It'll be a time of worship, of singing, and of prayer. And the book, Prayer Revolution, I think there'll be still copies available free of charge. You'll love the book. I'm fascinated by it. It's revolutionizing my prayer time. And I have a daily and a nightly prayer time that I do a certain pattern, and I go through P-R-A-Y-E-R-S. I have this method that I've used for many years, but now I'm incorporating the Lord's Prayer also into that, and loving how this book has really challenged me to think more properly, or more, there's different wordings on how we tend to have prayers about ourselves or our own needs, but to think more globally and more in line with what God would have us praying for and initiating and filled with supplication and other requests. I don't know, this prayer of Jabez, we didn't get to really talk much about it, but the concept of aligning our will with God's will, with the enlargement of our territory according to God's plan and purposes for our lives as we seek what He wants, the enlargement of His will, as we align our will with His will, of course the things we're going to pray are going to be honoring to Him, and He's going to want to bless and grant our requests. And so, again, it's kind of like the prayer revolution. We have this holy, awesome, sovereign God that's good, and as we get to know Him and worship Him, He's going to answer our prayers because they're going to line up with what He wants to accomplish. He wants to reach all people. He wants all to know of His love and His care. And the greatest gift that He gave, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're going to recognize our need for a Savior, that we're sinners, that we're flawed, that we can't earn anything, but that He extends love, care, and compassion to us because He delights in us. He cares for us. He's awesome, and He's good. May we just learn to praise Him and pray to Him and pray according to His plan, and then things just suddenly work out. Not always the way, and certainly many times not the way we think, but He does have ultimate plans and purposes, and we just want to align ourselves with Him. So come on out Monday night. You can learn more about that. And maybe by Monday night I'll have some answers or some things will be resolved so I can share more details. But we covet and appreciate your prayers for this radio ministry, for Pastor Jason and the work he does, for all the pastors that will be delivering messages on Sunday, that they can hold true to God's leading, be inspired by the Holy Spirit, and honor and raise high the name of Jesus, our Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All right, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.